I'm using this one. Good morning, everyone. Good to see you all. This morning, everybody's here. One of the things I just want to encourage everybody to understand is that the battle that you are going to face, the most significant battle you will face, is the battle for who you are in the Lord. The battle for who you are in the Lord. And so if you don't know who you are in the Lord, you are going to be tossed to and fro. You're going to really struggle because the enemy is going to, if he attacks you, he's attacking you so that you don't know who you are in the Lord. And therefore, if you don't know who you are, you'll struggle. You will absolutely struggle. So our identity is secure in Jesus. You would know that the Apostle Paul was there when the crucifixion, when Stephen was stoned to death. He was present, basically acquiescing to the stoning of Stephen, and he was given letters to go and to destroy the church. So he was given the authority to go and destroy the church. And one of the things that you would imagine also that he was the one who wrote possibly most of the New Testament. And if you recognize in some of his writings, he says, forgetting who I was, that I was a murderous person, he found his identity in what Jesus did for him on the cross. And so the battle is going to be for who you are in the Lord. So you have to be secure in your identity, because if you're not, you'll be tossed to and fro. And that's what the battle you'll face. The most significant battle is understanding what Jesus did for you. And I'll say this, if there's any area in your life where you don't see the life of Jesus operating in your life, you need to basically go to the Lord and say, Lord, the life of Jesus needs to operate in my life. So where you're struggling with addiction, from, you know, things that can addict you, you have to go and recognize that Jesus set me free from the power of sin. So that means the life of Jesus has to start manifesting in my life. Because that is, so now I recognize that I might be addicted today, but because of Jesus has freed me from the power of sin, I no longer have to give in to those impulses. So that's when I say, Lord, help me. You have freed me. And each and every day you start to live the victory that Jesus died for you on the cross. This is why the scripture says that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquity, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And then it says, and by his stripes we are healed. Which means that there was a transaction that Jesus did on the cross for you and I. We have to recognize what it is that Jesus accomplished on the cross. And we need to see that evident in our lives. Now, that doesn't mean we don't get sick, but it also means that God can heal us. So please, the battle is for your identity. Because if you win the lotto and you don't cash in the ticket, well, you are not going to benefit from the millions that obviously are waiting for you. There is something that you have to do. You don't just win the lotto. Nowadays, at least they can identify you. But the only thing they'll do is that the ticket number will signify that you are a millionaire. But if you don't go in and cash it in, well, you're not a millionaire. This is why we have to find out what our identity in Christ is. Because you know what? The world is going to tell us all things about us. They are going to put so many pictures in our minds that say, hey, this is the ideal. But we find our identity in what Christ has done. Amen? So this morning, I just want to bring some very quick encouragement. Now, I don't know how long quick is, but it'll be very quick. That I've titled the message today, hashtag blessed. And I guess the key question is, are we sure we know what blessed means? And if we can be really honest with ourselves, that word blessed has become one of the most misused words in our generation. So today when people say I'm blessed, they usually mean my life is comfortable, things are going their way, I have what I want, everything looks good on the outside. And all we have to do is that we have to go through social media and we see it. Someone posts their new house and they say, I'm blessed. Thank the Lord has blessed me. Someone buys a new car, I am blessed. Someone gets the promotion. All those things are good, by the way. The holiday, the relationship, and everybody's taking wonderful pictures and they're putting the name, I am blessed. Oh, things are going great. The Lord has blessed me. And so without even realizing it, what we begin to create is a new definition for what blessed actually means. It then begins to mean successful. It means wealthy. It means comfortable. It means that we are always winning. And we equate that with being blessed. But if that's what we mean by blessed, what about the person who is mourning? The person that is struggling? The person that is walking through difficult times in their lives? The person that is facing persecution for what they believe? The person facing loss or pressure or pain in their life? Are they not blessed? Has God forgotten about them? Or perhaps they're less blessed because their life doesn't look perfect. I don't think that definition, I think that definition of blessing is too shallow. It's too fragile. Because it basically means that if the blessing is based on circumstances, then it means that blessing can be taken away. If it's based on the possessions that I have, then all of a sudden being blessed is a competition. If it's based on photographs, the things that we see, then blessing all of a sudden becomes about performance. And I wonder if our definition, perhaps or maybe, our definition of blessing is completely wrong. What if the Bible's definition is deeper, far deeper? It is stronger. It is richer. And perhaps even opposite to what we think. What if the blessed person in Scripture doesn't look like the one that we see or we think about, we see on social media, and we envy and we're like, wow, their life is going what? Great. Because they post the picture, they're somewhere where it looks very nice. Or they post a picture standing next to a what? A vehicle, or they're in a private jet. And we think, wow, their life is going superb. What if blessing is not, or being blessed is not something you show, but something you carry? Not something you post, but the way that you live your life. Blessing may, perhaps if it's not something that fades with time or fades with seasons, but it's something that is rooted in God Himself. Today we're going to look at what God calls blessed. And perhaps it may surprise you. It will confront you. But I think I want us this morning that perhaps it may free you from just that thinking that if I don't see my life going the way that those guys over there are portraying their lives are going, then there's something wrong with my life. And of course, the first thing that we may think of is that surely I can't be blessed because my life is not going the way that I see other people's lives going. In Psalm 1, verse 1 to 3, it says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Now, what it's basically saying is that the person who doesn't do this is blessed because he doesn't walk, he doesn't stand, and he doesn't sit with the people that are scornful. So there's a progression there. You're walking with people, and then all of a sudden you're sitting with them, and then now all of a sudden you're standing with those people, and then now you're so comfortable around people that are going contrary to the way of God. But he says that his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on this law he meditates day and night. And because of that, they shall become like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, and whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The word blessed here in Psalm 1 is the Hebrew word ashrei, which means deeply happy, flourishing, moving forward, a life that is advancing in the right direction, and most importantly, it is a person who is aligned with God's way. That person is not blessed because of success, but they are blessed because of alignment with God. They delight in the law of the Lord. They will be like a tree planted. So you can imagine a tree that is planted by the rivers of water. It is constantly drawing nourishment. And this is what happens for somebody that is aligned with God's way. They will be nourished, their life will be stable, and they will be fruitful. That does not mean that everything is going well in their lives. It means that there is stability, even in all the turmoil that they're experiencing. And of course, there is fruitfulness. Their life is shaped by God's word. You notice that this psalm doesn't say, blessed is the one with money, blessed is the one with success, the one with status, and the one whose life looks perfect. The blessing is coming from the person is blessed because they don't walk in the counsel of the wicked, but they delight in the law of the Lord. And so alignment comes in their life, alignment with God's word. Because it's very interesting that people will post pictures of the new vehicle. It's coming in. But what they don't tell you is that together with that new vehicle, there is a loan that's attached to it. And the problem then is that what they also don't tell you is when they fail to pay the loan, they don't post the pictures of the car being towed away. You know, they don't. And so it's quite easy that we can get sucked into this thing that we equate blessing to the things that we get. And so I honestly cringe at whenever people equate what they have and then they say, God loves me or God has blessed me. And we do know that the word tells us that the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, but he adds no sorrow to it. We know that God, of course, blesses us. But all of a sudden, when we begin to flaunt wealth, and then we tie that to somehow, God loves me. Or I have heard of people who they're robbers. They go into and they break into people's houses and they say that God's got me. Nothing has happened to me. But they don't know that the law of averages has not yet caught up with them. It's not that God has you. It's just that the law of averages has not yet caught up with you. Because you keep doing it. It's not that God has you when you're doing bad. It's just that it's only a matter of time before you get what? Before you get caught. So alignment in our lives, alignment with God's word, is why we are blessed. Blessed is the one whose life is aligned with God. Blessed is the one whose life is aligned with God. And the reason I say that is there is freedom in being aligned with the word of God. We are not trying to That alignment brings freedom into our lives. And so we then become people who are not shaken by the things that happen in our lives, because we all know, some of us that are have experienced life a bit, we do know that life goes what? Up and down. And if it's only about life being up, and that is where we say, oh, I know that the Lord is walking with me. What happens when life goes down? Who's walking with you then? So what we need to make sure that as even as parents we are portraying is the balance, the equilibrium of life. That during the good times, yes, the Lord has blessed me. And during the bad times, yes, the Lord has blessed me. Because that is why the scripture says, count it all joy. It says, brothers and sisters, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Because those trials are producing something in you. Now, if it was only that we are only blessed when things are going up, what happens when people start to see when our life is going down? Then we are not blessed. Then we start saying, I'm cursed because things are going negative in my life. So our viewing of what the blessed life actually means possibly needs to change. In Psalm 84, verse 4 to 7, it said, blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. And then verse number 12 said, blessed is the man who trusts in you. This word blessed in Psalm 84 is similar in meaning to the one in Psalm number 1. Except the emphasis with this one is not alignment, but it's in abiding in the presence of God. It says this person means, meaning that the blessed here is that you're joyful, you're fulfilled, you are favored, you are strengthened by God's presence in your life, and you have an inner resilience from the nearness of God. So what makes this person blessed? Where they dwell, they're at home in God's presence. They are blessed because where they get their strength from, God is their source. And also how they journey in life. Because even in the valley, this valley was a valley that people had to go through on their way to Jerusalem. And so it was a hard place to walk. That means that even in the hard times of life, even in the difficult seasons in your life, even when health is failing, their journey with the Lord is consistent. They make it a spring because of their relationship with God. The person is blessed because of whom they trust. They rely on God in every season, not just when things are going what? Right. When things are going difficult, that is when they decide to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to trust the Lord. And this is why Joshua said, he basically said to the people, choose today for yourselves whom you will follow. Either your God or you follow the other God. But he said that as for me and my house, we shall serve the what? There comes a time where it's not about the corporate, it's about your individual decision you will make for your life. Hey, I'm going to make this decision that no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to what? I am going to serve the Lord. I'm going to walk with the Lord because God is the one that strengthens me. Hear the blessing in Psalm 84. It is about abiding, constantly abiding in the presence of the Lord. Because, you know, the world will offer us so many things that are contrary to what God wants. And we have to say, Lord, no matter how difficult it gets, I'm going to stick with you. That presence being constantly in the house of God. Your life is guaranteed to go well when you come to church, when you make it a part of your life. Because there you are in the presence of God. That's not to say you don't go through difficult times. You, just like everybody else, you will go through difficult times. But the one thing that you will have is that you will have the Lord with you, going through the same, going through problems with you. But when you choose to take yourself away from this environment or the presence of God, then you've exposed yourself, that you are now walking by yourself. And so where are you getting your strength from? Who is your source during those times? The blessed person is the one who longs for God, who finds strength in God, who journeys with God in all seasons of their lives. And I will tell you this, you will get to a point in your life where you are going to face some very difficult decisions. And you're going to have to make a choice. You'll have to make an individual. It doesn't matter how young you are or how old you are. You will have to make a decision that, you know what, I'm going to ride with the Lord. Come whatever comes, Lord, I'm with you. No matter what comes my way, I'm going to hold on to you. It's an individual that we all have to, it's an individual decision that you and I are going to have to make. So in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to 11, it said, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the what? The earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. It's like Worcestershire Shorts. Sorry, you know, righteousness. That's what it's like, that English sauce. Worcestershire sauce. Yeah, Worcestershire sauce. You know? Anyway, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Hey, you know, there's that, what is that HP sauce from the UK? That's a good sauce, huh? The HP sauce. Anyway, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Imagine that. People are persecuting you because you follow the Lord, and God calls you blessed. So now Jesus arrives. So we know that in Psalm 1, blessed is about alignment with God's word. The person is blessed because of alignment. In Psalm 84, it's that they are blessed because they find strength in the presence of God. But Jesus comes in Matthew 5, and then, you know, he completely flips this. And he uses a different word for blessed. The word blessed here is from the Greek word makarios, which means deeply favored, approved by God, spiritually prosperous, and happy regardless of circumstances. So if we listen to what Jesus calls blessed, he's saying blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek, and blessed are the persecuted. Which is completely opposite. The blessed people look opposite to those that we see blessed. When you're going through difficult times, when people are persecuting you, God calls you what? Blessed. So the blessing is not about a life that looks full, but a heart that knows its need. Blessed are the poor in spirit because they know that they need God. Blessed are those who mourn because the ones who feel deeply and they run to God. Where else can you go when you're mourning? But run to God. The blessed are the meek. You see, they're the ones who don't need to dominate to be powerful. And then the persecuted. The ones who choose righteousness even when it costs. We don't know anything about that here. But equally, we might not be getting our heads chopped off because of what we believe. But the pressure is still there on us. The pressure to conform to the way the world wants us to walk is still there on us. And so what we have to say is that I'm going to choose righteousness even when it costs me. I'm going to choose to stand for Jesus even when it costs me perhaps some friendships. And that's harder. And God calls you what? Blessed. So Jesus, according to the Lord Jesus, you're blessed not when everything is going your way, but when your heart is going God's way. When you hunger for righteousness, which is right standing with God. When you show mercy to others. When you keep a pure heart. When you make peace. You are blessed when you stand firm under pressure, even under persecution. And so, you know, the persecution is not, by the way, if you don't denounce Jesus right now, we're going to chop your head off. It's more about, hey, are you going to compromise? Are you going to do things? What choices will you make? Ooh, will you sleep with that woman? Will you do this and that? Those are the subtle compromises that we make in our lives. That's the pressure that we feel. Because when you say, no, I'm not going to do this, then they'll be like, there's something wrong with you. There must be something wrong with you. Why are you not doing what everybody else is doing? That's, you will stand. But God calls you blessed. And I think that, you see, we are blessed here in Psalm 5. What Jesus is telling us is that when you have the approval of God, you are considered what? Blessed. So I'll just get the team to come back up. And as we bring this home. The blessed life is not found in the way the world defines blessed. Not because we are comfortable. Not with the possessions that we have. Not in appearance. But it's by living a life rooted for God's word. Carried by his presence. Strengthened by his presence, and of course from approval, from God's approval in our lives. And today, will we choose God's definition of blessed over the world's shallow version of blessed? Sticking with the Lord gives you a great chance to be successful in your life. Gentleman that mentors me said, and this was said by Phil Pringle. He was told this by Phil Pringle. And Phil Pringle is the guy who started C3 Movement. And he says, if you want to be successful in your life, do three things. He said, read your Bible, sleep with your own wife, and spend your own money. That gives you a good chance to be successful in life. You read your Bible, you do those other things, then you got a fair chance of being successful in life. It's very simple. It's not complicated. You read your Bible, you give yourself a good chance of success in life. Let's stand this morning. Lord, I thank you, Father, that the blessed life is not a life that is filled with comfort. The blessed life is found in alignment with your word. The blessed life is one that is strengthened by the nearness, by your presence. And the blessed life is God's approval, your approval in our lives. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that we would consider ourselves blessed. That even when we face difficult times, Lord God, we will not waver. We will not be shaken, Lord God. But we will make a decision that now I choose to be aligned with God. I choose to be strengthened with God by God during the difficult season. And I will choose, as I'm aligned, I will choose to be nourished by the Word of God, where I'll get nourishment, stability, and strength. And I will be comfortable with the approval of God rather than the praise of man. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that even when we go through persecution, when people revile us, when people say things against us because we have chosen to stand for you, I pray this day, Father, that you would strengthen us. You would strengthen our young people, Lord God, who have a great future in you, Lord God. Give them the courage, Lord God, to be in alignment with you, to be strengthened by your presence, to rest in your approval, Lord God. Father, I give you all the praise and all the glory, that the blessed life is found in the life of Jesus. May we, Lord God, recognize, Father, that locationally and geographically, we are the most blessed people on earth. Now, our circumstances might be different, but Father, we are blessed because we are your people and because we belong to you. Bless your people, bless their families. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And I'm going to give an opportunity this morning for anybody that has never made a decision to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to invite all of us to say this prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me and for forgiving me of my sins. I repent of my sins today, and I choose to walk with you all the days of my life. In your name I pray. Amen. If you've prayed that prayer, that yes, I'm making Jesus the Lord of my life, I want you to raise your hands, or to make sure you come and see me afterwards, and then I'll pray for you, and then we'll give you some materials that will help you on this journey that you're on. You know, the Lord is very gentle with us, and that he will knock on the door and he will keep on knocking until you answer. He's not like the police that ram down your door and just break in and come in. No, he will keep knocking gently. And the reason he does that is because he wants to be in relationship with you, and because he loves you more than anything. So, Father, I give you all the praise and all the glory. I thank you for your people. I thank you for their families. I thank you that you care for them and you love them. May they continue, Lord God, to know who they are in Christ. And may the life of Jesus be made manifest in their lives. We thank you and we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to sing a song and then we're going to go. God bless you.